Hey, I didn't realize you were home. Sorry, I just got back from the bar. No, I didn't drive, I walked. Yeah, I know, it's like it's 20 blocks from here, a few streets over, but it was nice out, so I figured, why not? Plus, I didn't want to pay for an Uber. And, I thought you were asleep or you were at. I don't know. I haven't seen you lately. I didn't know you yet. So, anyway, do you want to hang out? We haven't hung out in a while. Oh, you're studying. Oh, what are you studying? Oh, cool. I actually took that class last semester. Oh, I can help you study. I made an A in that class. No, really, I did. Here, look. Just get this. Ah, see? Look. NA. I can totally help you study. We can be study buddies. What? Too drunk? I'm not too drunk. I can definitely help you study. Scooch over. Come on. Let me see. Okay. What chapter are you on? Oh, chapter 4. Yeah, that's a tough one, but I got you, don't worry. Let me see. Okay, so basically, what you're gonna want to remember is that this chapter is really about how this thing and the other thing are kind of different, but like kind of the same, you see? I know, sorry. You're right, that was a very bad explanation. Okay, let me try again. Okay, basically, you're gonna wanna remember that there's two things. There's the thing in the book, and then there's the thing that's different from that thing. And you're gonna wanna remember that the second thing is different from the first thing, or else you're gonna confuse them. Okay, I give up. But you got this. You're really smart. So you can handle it. I believe in you. Besides, I can always explain the rest later when, I'm not. So, whatever. Cute when you laugh, you know that. Do you have plans after this? Because I'm kind of hungry and I know a place that's open 24 hours that makes the best pancakes ever. No? Okay, well. I still want to hang out. I mean, I got a lot of free time, with the breakup and everything. Yeah, I'm still kind of cut up about it. I mean, I know I dumped him and I know I did it for a reason, but I just feel kind of like empty, Like, I miss having someone to talk to and cuddle with and stuff. I know that I can call my friends and talk to them and stuff, but it's not the same, It's just different when it's someone you're dating. I don't know. Maybe I just have shitty taste in men. No, it's not that. I know I have shitty taste in men. The question is, like, what can I do to make it less shitty? Yeah, that is a good idea. I could just ask you. You've got great taste in men, don't you? I'm just kidding. But you could totally be my dating counselor. I could date whoever you tell me to. No, seriously, I could. And you should. I trust you. You're the best friend anyone could ever ask for, and you deserve a say in who I date. Yeah, I'll hold you to it. From now on, you're gonna prove any guy that I wanna date. And I promise. Before I date the guy, I'll ask you for permission. If you don't like him, then I won't date him. Honestly, I don't even feel like I'm that sad about him even. He was mean. He also smelled bad. Like, I don't know what he did to smell like that, but he I swear, sometimes I would like just be waiting to bring him home because he also didn't have a car. So that was another thing. But like the smell would be so bad, I'd just be like, holding my breath in the car. And then he always wanted like the windows up and he never wanted to use the AC or anything. And I'm like, well, it's my car. I don't know. He was weird. I don't even know why I was with him for that long, to be honest. He wasn't all that interesting and he was kind of boring and the sex was meh. Yeah. The best part of the relationship was getting to talk to you about how much it sucked, honestly. Yeah. I know. I think I just get lonely, you know? It sucks being alone. I just wanted something to fill the time and he was a warm body. Yeah. I guess that's not really a reason to stay with someone. I don't know. I guess I'm just not used to putting in so much effort into a relationship, you know? Like, when it's just a hookup, you don't have to put much effort into it, and it's just like a one-and-done deal. With a relationship, there's just a lot more that goes into it. There's just too much. There's too much pressure. So basically, I settled for a guy who didn't expect pressure. Yeah, I mean, like, I know I have issues, and I know that's part of it. It's just scary. To let someone in like that, to be vulnerable with them, it's terrifying, you know? I can be vulnerable with you, though. It's never been scary with you. You've just always clicked, you know? No, you cannot disagree with me. I will not let you. You have to accept that you are amazing and you're my favorite person and that I love you and that I'm so glad you're my best friend and that I want us to always be friends. I need you in my life because I don't know what I would do without you. What, I can't say nice things about you? Is that it? Gotta be a little more creative than that. Huh. Okay. I got it. I am so in love with you. No, don't push me away. I'm serious. Oh, you're cute when you're flustered. No, I mean it, you know? Your face gets all red and you start stammering and your eyes get all wide. It's really cute. Makes you look really adorable, like you're a puppy or something. And I stand by what I said, too. I am in love with you. I love you so, so much. And honestly, fuck. The alcohol's just making me say whatever, I guess, but I don't mean that I love you like a friend. I mean, I am in love with you. Like, I want to kiss you in love. I want to get married in love, and I want to stay together in love. It's just, I've known you for so long, and you've known me, and I love your hair, your eyes, your smile. I love how you're always kind and thoughtful. I love how you're always supportive. And I love that you're always there for me. And I'm too fucking broken to be good for you. And I'm too fucking afraid to try. And I was too fucking chicken to tell you how I feel. But I guess Tito's will do that for me. Forget it. I'm sorry. Stupid for me to say anything. I should probably just head to my room. I need to get something in my stomach before I pass out. But yeah, I'm sorry. I'll see you tomorrow morning, I guess. Yeah, of course I mean it. I'm not just saying it because of the alcohol. I've always felt that way. Honestly, I thought you knew. I thought that's why you never, you know, made a move. Because, you know, you figured that I did like you, but I was just too broken to try. Maybe that's why I struggle in relationships. Maybe it's not the relationships at all. Maybe it's just that they weren't you. And maybe that's why I've always felt so empty in my relationships. Because they just weren't with you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make things awkward. We'll talk tomorrow, you know, while I'm nursing this hangover. What do you mean? Oh. Really? Well, that's a surprise. Yeah, I guess it's funny, isn't it? We've both been in love with each other for years, but we never said anything because we thought the other person wasn't interested. You're serious, though? So what do we do now? Yeah, I'd like that. We can talk about us. I'd like that a lot, actually. Maybe more tomorrow when I'm not, you know. But first, can I just have a little kiss, please? Just a little one? A peck? I like that. I really, really like that. Can I have another? I like that even more. Can I have another? That's the best one yet. One more? One more. No, I don't think I'm that hungry anymore. What are we doing? So glad I told you how I feel. I can feel something. Are you happy to see me? I can feel how hard it is. I love how I can feel it throbbing with every beat of your heart. I love how much you want me. How much you want this. I want you to. I want you so bad. Fuck. I want you. Is this okay? I want to see it, okay? Yes? Okay. Wow. You're already so hard for me. I love it. And you're big. Holy shit. I love how big you are. And I love how warm you feel in my hand. You're leaking pre-cum already. It's really hot. So glad I get to do this finally. My cocktail. I think we're really made for each other. I'm so glad I get to suck your dick. I've been dreaming about this for years. Fuck. I feel your cock in my pussy so bad. Fuck. Please, please, please give it to me. I'm gonna get on top, okay? Fucking idea how much I dreamed of this. I've been wanting this for so fucking long. I can't believe it's actually happening. Oh god. Stretches my pussy. Yes, 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 yes. Fuck, I love you. I love you. I love you. Call you, sir? Yes, sir. I'll do whatever you say, sir. Yes. God. Oh, I'm gonna pass out. I'm gonna pass out. Fuck. Oh. Pussy can't take it, sir. It's so fucking sensitive. It's sensitive. It's slippery and tight and wet. I'm gonna come. Sir, sir, I'm gonna come. Please, please come in me, please. I love you. I love you so much. I'll do whatever you want. Just keep punishing me like this. Please, please. I'll be so good. I'm a slut. I'll be a good slut. And come when you want me to, sir. I can come. Oh. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. I'm coming. I'm coming, sir. I'm coming. I'm coming, sir. I'm coming, sir. Oh, fuck. Fuck, that was amazing. Oh, it's the best sex I've ever had. Oh. Fuck. I can't believe we didn't do this sooner. I've been missing out. I've been missing out of so much. I love you so much. Thank you for making my dreams come true. I love you.